The initial plan was, as I spoke to, for Rob England to come on site. That was the initial plan. However, clearly that has since changed slightly, because what we needed to do, because yes, there is some prescriptive code that we follow. What was needed though was to know, what are the different pathways? What are the different options? What is the purpose of the building, meaning the field house? And so in order to get more guidance, we had to first kind of lay out what those pathways were. So for example, are we going to, with the purpose of, is it going to be an assembly space? Because if that's going to be an assembly space, meaning host it for basketball games, for future wrestling meets, whatever the case might be, that's going to hold a lot of people at one time, there is a pathway for code that is prescribed that has options and costs associated. If the purpose is not to hold it for a big assembly space, but to use it so that it still services as a space for perhaps practice and also for our football, like our concessions, our restrooms, our locker rooms, then there may be separate code that's prescribed for that pathway. So given that, Rob England, in communication with Matt Hebner, said it makes more sense for representatives of the district to come down, meet me in my office, we will go through these pathways and we will outline that. Because how that impacts the survey is, we need to know what those different prescribed pathways are in order to have associated and estimated costs with each. That's important information that has to be known, and I believe in order for the community to make an informed decision when we ask for feedback. And so from that then, our timeline is, again, we're headed to Miami County tomorrow. And so the takeaways from that meeting, next steps will be for Garmin Miller to take those pathways and the feedback from Rob England, answer any open-ended questions that there might be, get that direction. Garmin Miller puts together those estimated costs. Matt Hebner told me to give them, it would take approximately 2 weeks. So that puts us at the end of December. Then by January, the plan is to bring Cheryl Ryan from OSBA on site. And then she's going to meet with our representatives from the district to start the planning process for the survey. We draft it, given the information that we have. We give it a test run, meaning have other internal admin and some other stakeholders internally review it, make sure it makes sense, and then we put it out there. It's going to be electronic. I've spoken with a couple of members of the community while I've been in buildings, and so there is a concern with that there's not paper pencil. And so in talking with Cheryl Ryan, she said, we don't get any better results when it's paper pencil in terms of people turning out. What we need to do is to make sure we have different, logistically, we have different sites established. Like for example, the public library, and we make sure that we get with our local library workers. And so we can say, okay, if someone, here's where they go to take the survey, here's how they access it. Here's what it looks like when you click on the link from your telephone, right? Because a lot of people, they don't necessarily have devices at home, but they might be able to use a cell phone. So there are some pieces that are going to be put into place that we can ensure that, number one, the window is long enough so that it allows people to respond. And then number two, that we make sure that we have different sites set up to be able to accommodate that. And that includes in the district setting up kiosks and making sure that we have staff on hand to help so that we remove any possible barriers that might exist for people to respond. And again, with surveys, it's meant to inform. So taking that, you know, survey results, meeting again with Cheryl Ryan, OSBA, compiling that in a way that can be easily understood and communicated, and sharing that in a public way. Then it's at that point that we should be on track, even ahead of schedule, right? That March deadline that Garmin Miller shared with us, that the board really needs to make the decision and give a direction by March. So we should be able to finish the survey, share results the end of January, beginning of February, and then that still meets that March deadline that we know that we have looming. So that's the update that I have at this point.